We got a lot of funny on the show today. Sherry, say good morning to George Lopez.
George Lopez. I love
Good morning,
George
everybody.
Lopez. Good morning.
What's going on, George Lopez?
I'm over here in New York promoting this movie, Spare Parts.
Congratulations. Yeah. Looks like a really good, show. Movie.
What's it about?
It happened in 2004. These four kids from a high school in Arizona got together and created a robotics class in school. And then these four Latino kids, and they got all the parts from, like, the side of the house. They took motors from, like, stock cars and then thrift shop cars. And they enter this competition. They write the program. They decide to enter this competition. And then when they go to the competition, they enter against colleges because they think, if we lose to high schools, that's going to hurt. But if we beat one college, we can say we beat one college. Well, all these kids, these four kids, they won the entire robotics competition against Harvard, Duke, Yale, Florida, Stanford, and MIT.
This is a true story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Mm-hmm. And you play the teacher.
It's one of those feel-good movies, yeah.
I play the teacher, yeah. And, you know, these movies tend to get, they can get a little sugary. Mm-hmm. This one's not. This one's very dramatic, and it's got a lot of humor. And the response to the movie through social media and through awareness has been incredibly high. So it opens tomorrow, and I'm excited to see how it's going to do this weekend.
You know, George, this is Sherry. You stay working. What's the secret to you? You are always working. You never stop.
Divorced.
Well, Sherry.
Well, then I'm going to be good, George. My career is about to take off.
You're about to blow up, Sherry.
I'm about to blow up. Two divorces.
You're about to be on billboards and everything, Sherry. Busts and everything.
I'm going to get all Bill Cosby gigs.
That's the question, George. Would you do a Bill Cosby gig?
Exactly. Would you do a Bill Cosby gig?
Would you do a Bill Cosby gig if they called you?
If they already had the crowd. George, if the crowd was already
have
there.
Have I had a cappuccino or just is just straight?
George,
there's so much going on in this world. It is a crazy, crazy time right now. Mm-hmm.
It is. Sure is. You're hosting the World Dog Awards?
Yeah, you know, CW has this thing where they created the show called the World Dog Awards, and I thought, you know, I got a dog that's a rescue. I'm a rescue. People love their dogs. It's a multi-billion-dollar business. And I thought, it's a cute little idea, you know. And I thought, well, let me do this. Let me help these guys. And it helps raise awareness of dogs, the great side about dogs. And then, you know, how dogs are kind of abused. Listen, when I had a dog when I was growing up, he was never allowed in the house. He never had any clothes.
Was he on a chain in the backyard?
Oh, he's in the backyard on the side of the house. One time my grandmother said, hey, will you get that hanger and make a lock and lock that dog?
Make a lock.
Spare parts, George. Spare parts.
Spare parts.
Yeah. George Lopez. I mean, and Mike Epps was by the other day talking about the Black and Brown tour that you all are doing with Cedric and DL.
Sounds
good.
Oh,
it's a great, I mean, you know. In these times when you really need to laugh, you know, I decided to put these guys together. These guys, you know, volunteered their time the first time that we did the show to raise the funds to finish Richard Pryor's statue in Peoria. Myself, Charlie Murphy, Eddie Griffin, and Cedric, DL, and Mike.
That show is still going on in Peoria.
And we're going to take it. Yeah, we had such a great time. We're going to take it out on tour.
No. You know, females would love to come and be on the tour, George.
Well, Black and Brown.
Who are not working at The View anymore.
You know what? We're ready to have a female on there, so I will reach out to your representatives and let's see if we can make this happen.
His people will call your people.
I don't have people anymore. Just call me, George, tonight. Call me tonight. You got my cell.
All right, George Lopez, rip it up.